Yo, check it out. A whole new generation of young people today who belong nowhere.
But I prefer to be now cast.
Third culture kids, where the concept of the Dukan is the corner shop or the top shop.
We are live outside. Hey, yo, what's up, people?
What up, nation?
It's a revolution of expression.
You're tuned in to the Dukan show. Stay tuned in.
Arab digital generation is shaping our identity, their creative expression, and their future. So please give a very warm welcome.
Welcome to your tribe.
It was going to be a sexy pace, that it was not going to be intimidating. From the sounds of it, he's starting like a full-out race.
I'm here for a conversation that begins with sexy race.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, same, by the way. OT, مش بس calculated the recording button. As soon as you're... And then he says, انت عم تقولي, he recorded.
Straight up.
Oof, now خيبة.
And you got video.
We have video. بس ما عنا effects. بس ما مشكلة. ما عايزين.
What was that effect?
That was...
Oh, wait. I have it on my phone.
Yeah. You know, OT, the second you press that, it reminded me when we did a barbecue at your house and we used the bed sheet as a background so we can project on it.
And then an Akawi was DJing on YouTube and on the projector, we could see his screen. Yes. He was saying, what were you
legend.
Saying? Free.
No. I had an FX other. I opened another tab for a horn, right. For an air horn. Yeah.
So free, it was air horn.
Free air horn. Hey, yo, we were on a budget.
We weren't going to pay for the
yo,
air
I'm
horn.
Here for it, though. Man, it was a lot of fun.
I got to say, 25 hour, you've done great. This room is beautiful. We're coming to you live.
From the 25-hour
from
hotel.
صراحة أنا بحس أنا تبعي الFX أحلى.
Yours is better? Is that how you feel?
Is it FX or theory, or is it just effects?
FX.
FX? Yeah. What does it stand for?
Sound effects.
Sound effects.
It's just super simple, bro.
Sound effects. Wow.
That's all that is.
How are you guys doing? OT? Alhamdulillah. Assalamu ammi OT.
Thank you, sir. Good to be back.
Where did you come back from, OT?
From my favorite place, my favorite island, Zanzibar.
MashaAllah. I've never been.
White sands, teal ocean, clear waters.
Allahu Akbar.
Bro, fresh coconuts, fresh produce right off the land.
What's the shataf situation?
Yo, every room comes with a shataf.
In!
I knew
count
it.
Me in!
Every single room has a shataf with Akawi's name on it. What would you like to do?
Is the video still on?
Oh, okay, we're still rolling. Oh. It's there. Don't worry.
So now every time we need to record, let's go and say lahya.
Yeah.
Color coordination.
Yo, Reem got her hair did.
I did not.
She got her nails did.
I did not.
No. She didn't. I'll tell you what. There's volume in her. It means either a new shampoo or she showered.
I showered.
See me. As soon as she says shower, zoom in. Show her the volume. Show us the volume.
The volume is good today. You know what it is? It's the weather changing. The weather is changing. So my hair is adapting with the weather.
Mm, mashallah.
You know, every time the weather changes and it becomes this nice, I go like, why don't I live next to the beach?
That's the question.
That's what Reem's been working on.
And then I go
on
to Bizzle and see real estate. And I realize why I don't live next to the beach.
Would you split a place with me?
I think, you know, I'm a very big believer of if you want to lose someone, live with them. So
okay, fair.
But y'all lived together for a while.
Yeah, it was cool.
Yeah, but you still know what I mean. It's still.
Yeah, it's true. You have to really like want to not like someone.
No, it used to be very big.
Yeah.
Like mashallah, when we lived together, it was a big villa.
Yeah, and we didn't see each other.
Small villa, heck, we'll see each other more. This is where it happens.
You're into each other's throats? Is that what it was?
No, I'm not home. I'm never home.
No, but if you're living in like a two-bedroom and you're like if it's a small space.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Unless it's
a big villa like how we were and everyone had their personal space, then yeah.
I agree.
I think if it's like a one-bedroom or like a two. Man, I lived in a studio with a friend of mine when we were in college, bro.
Ooh,
that was hectic.
Yeah, but you were in college. It's traumatizing. Big mistake. We're grown-ups now.
There's an age where you cannot do that anymore.
Yeah, it's true. And I'm not saying we should live in a studio apartment. I just want to clarify that.
At my old apartment, which was a one-bedroom, there was a point.
I remember
where I had
OT was the
four mattresses in my living room.
Yeah, that's
of
not
people live. Like, how did we end up here?
Well, yeah, kindness.
I started kicking them all out.
And in Lebanon, I went once for like a 3 months. Like, I just didn't do the first semester of university because I didn't know where I wanted to go. So I went down to Lebanon, and my friends weren't in dorms, so they were in an apartment next to AUB. And there were two guys living in a two-bedroom. And then in summer, there were seven guys living in a two-bedroom.
Oh,
that's
wow.
What happened.
My friend got so pissed off to the extent where he just came. And then he goes like, there's an electricity and water bill I need you fuckers to pay.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Good for you.
Yeah, fair enough.
You know
right?
what I mean?
Y'all are showering. Y'all
get that money.
Electricity. Yeah, yeah no, up. I agree.
So
we're gathered here today because Reem has been sitting on the story
God,
for
this
so long.
Wallah, you stole it. Yani, Reem, ladies and gentlemen, I'm looking at you right in the eye.
We're looking at you.
Reem, yani, first of all, shout out to Reem. Why? Because she has not told me a single detail about this story.
It has been so
and
difficult.
And it's been 3 to 4 weeks, by the way. And I'm like, illa ma tqulli, you know what, when we're Akawi, khalas, here. No. Not even.
No, the Akawi is so observant.
Straight up.
No idea what's going on. I'm
well done, man. Oh. This is
like,
I just want to explain my relationship with Akawi for people who might just be tuning in. Akawi is so observant. He notices when your eyebrows are different. He notices when things are offset on your desk.
Hence the volume. Today.
So, and he notices everything. He's one of the most observant people I've ever met in my life. And so keeping this a secret has been so difficult. And I had to scream at Fareed. Like,
is
I had to.
You've been avoiding me?
I haven't been avoiding you at all. But I have been every night before I go, I look at my desk just in case you pop by randomly when I'm not around. Just in case you see something that you shouldn't see. Because I want to tell you the story now. Like,
okay.
I've contained this.
Yalla.
Right, all right, okay. So a few weeks ago.
Finally, we're here.
A few weeks ago. right, okay. A few weeks ago, I was taking my pass card out of my wallet, this wallet. And as I did that, my bank
the
card
Apple
fell out.
On the
yes,
back
the Apple
phone.
Wallet. So I don't carry a big wallet. I carry just my cards.
Yeah.
And I think it's offensive to carry your cards in 2022. You should just scan my eyeball and take my money. That's what I think. But that's not the point. So it was right over there down the hallway. I took my scan my pass in. And I didn't notice that my bank card had fallen. And I went through the day. And then in the evening at around, I would say 8 o'clock or 7 o'clock, I began to get all of these charges on my card. Like charges like someone. For the English speakers, explain what you just said.
So wait, just a question.
This is the soundtrack of your story.
So question. Yes, let's backtrack. So are you sure it's somebody? Because you know.
Oh, I'm sure.
So let me explain something. No, Reem, no. Midnight, doesn't wake up and open the fridge and eats.
Yeah.
No. Reem opens Amazon and gets you, مثلا, a toe separator.
Yes,
you know what I mean?
It's so true.
That's,
guys.
And that's the basic most thing. That's not the weirdest thing she's ever got.
It's
so
true.
Are you sure it was
I've
someone?
Been there.
Yeah, Oti's been there. We all got toe separators, ladies and gentlemen. Anyone wants to buy a toe separator, let me know. I got 3 of them.
Listen.
Reem shop walks. Sleep shop.
Mm. It's true. He's not wrong. There are many things that arrive
and
at the house.
Stuff,
and it's
way.
All trash.
Nothing
and
you can use.
No, some things I can use. Mostly trash, admittedly.
And she's a hoarder. She's going to have the worst garage sale in the world.
No, I give it away to people. I give most
give
of it away.
To people. That's haram even. Where
how
you
is that haram?
To?
No one. Yep. I have the toe separators.
It's the one thing charity would send back to you.
Listen,
like, we can't do shit with this.
Okay, carry
back
on.
Back to the story. So I do know. Look, so yeah, it wasn't me sleep shopping because this person bought a cell phone, bought 2 cell phones, like oof. Not like it, not Apple phones, like one of those cheap I don't know phones. What they're called, like
Huawei.
No, like even a an unknown brand name.
There wasn't a brand shop because we don't like Huawei.
Because we don't.
Very
anyway.
We said in a very condescending way.
Yeah,
no offense, Huawei.
Yeah,
we
exactly.
We love everyone.
So
iPhone, I love you.
I obviously call the bank and I stopped the card and I let them know that there's somebody and they said
question.
Go
sorry.
Ahead.
Since you you only realized that you lost it when people started cross-charging
stuff. I was on a Zoom call. It was a PPM, and
PPM. Explain what's a PPM.
It was a pre-production meeting, so it was a long call, and that meant I wasn't looking at my phone for a while, and that meant that this person was racking up charges all over the city.
Racking up
while I was doing my business.
But wait, tell him where.
It started out at a hair salon. So this guy went to go get a haircut on my dollar.
Nice.
Then
he
buys 2 cell
phones. You know, like a Chaps and Co.
He went to a place. I don't want to shout out the name because it's currently under investigation.
Just where? Which neighborhood?
Which neighborhood?
Okay, so the neighborhood was one of the housing for people.
Let's continue the story.
It's like near Asif, actually. Anyways, it doesn't matter.
Continue the story, yeah.
Straight
it doesn't matter. So I noticed these things. I call the bank and I say, please put a stop to my card. And they said, okay. And I said, how am I going to get this money back? They said that you have to go to the police station and you have to do all this stuff. And so I tell OT, and OT is like, khalas, in the morning, whatever. Fine. And I had that night.
How much was taken?
It was a total of 2,500 dirhams.
He bought 2 cell phones? Mashallah.
No. And he went to the
haircut.
He went to the
haircut.
And he went to the And he spent like nine, like almost 500 dirhams on like food.
Groceries. I want this guy to be my life coach.
This is
my
the guy, shop, right?
I want them to be my shopping coach.
This is the guy, right?
Mashallah, Ali.
So that evening I was planning to go like to go to Fareed's house and just see him because I hadn't seen him in a while and just shoot the shit, like whatever. I get to his house and I sit down on the couch and he's like, "You look glum."
You look what?
Glum, like sad. He's like, "You look blue."
Right.
Glum?
Glum.
It's a Fareed. It's a Canadian thing.
And then I told him the story. I said, someone's been using my bank account and he got a haircut on my dollar and he bought all this stuff. And Fareed was like, "So you're going to take that sitting down?" And I was like, "What do you mean?" And Fareed's like sitting on the couch. He was on in his shorts and like a regular house shirt or whatever. And as he's talking to me, he's starting to put a hat on and put shoes on. And he was like, "So you're just going to like let him like roll all over you like that? Just like whatever." And I was like, "Well, what do you mean?" And he's like, "You know, bro, we can just go
Fareed is the world's biggest instigator.
Yeah,
hands down. Like if your niece borrowed something from you and didn't give it back, Fareed would be like, "You're gonna let her get away with that, bro? You gotta go right now."
He was like, he put that Kanga hat on. He put that Kanga hat on, like the, and then he looked at me and he's like, "Who bought you a haircut?" I was like, "Nobody." He's like, "Who's caring for you right now? Who bought your groceries?" I'm like, "Nobody bought me groceries." He's like, "We can go to these locations. We can track this guy down right now.
You need to go to these locations?"
That's what he said.
At night?
Straight up. So, that's what they did.
So we get in the car.
You listen?
Yes, of course. I was taking back the night. Yeah, I wanted to reclaim.
Did you say glum or gullible?
He said glum.
I'm just checking.
But let me do. So we get in the car and he's like, "Where's the first location?" First of all, no research, no planning, no strategy. We just get in the car and we're like, "Where's the first place?" So I Google it and it takes us into the heart of one of the workers' compounds where there's a haircut like place, a hair salon. We go in and there's a whole bunch of guys getting their haircut.
Can we acknowledge the fact that this hair salon
it's a men's barber shop. It's not a hair salon.
Yeah, exactly. Right. They take card.
They do take card.
That's impressive.
Sorry, can we go back? You said hair salon and you said it's a men's barbershop.
I don't know.
Because salon is where
women get their
hair
done.
It's like Chaps and Coats, where you would go to also as well.
Wait.
You know, it's like a men's hair salon.
I didn't even notice I'd done that.
Where they get fixed up. You were being sexist.
I was being extremely sexist.
Completely sexist.
I apologize.
You know, whereas a barbershop, they're not going to style it.
No, you're right. I can't wait. I apologize. That was very sexist of me. That was very sexist. I apologize. I apologize. No, it was just me.
Oh, fine.
It's a unit.
One voice, one sound, one team, one drumming, whatever.
Drumline.
Carry on of the story of شخصين ما عندهم سالفة.
Exactly.
In English, that means the story of two people that have no story whatsoever.
They got nothing to do.
Listen. So then we get to the place and so Fareed kind of speaks Malayalam because he works on all the construction sites. Right?
I don't know why this is funny to me.
I don't have a video of this.
Take out your phone in every single location. You think something's going to happen.
He started speaking
Malayalam.
Oh, God.
And you just stood there.
And you could understand all the people talking about us. And
that is amazing. I am so impressed by Fareed right now.
This is a coming of age tale about how great the city is. By the way,
it's not about Fareed being an instigator.
No,
I think we've already established that. That's chapter one. Every single story.
Fareed speaks Malayalam.
I should say, as a disclaimer, we did speak to Ahmed Oda from Legalish. Fareed, he's Fareed's lawyer as well, and he said many of the things that we did this evening were very illegal. So I think after it, like, of course, we didn't call him in the meantime. Where was Akawi? Akawi was. You were somewhere. You weren't in town when this was happening.
No. I think that's when he was in Egypt.
You were in Egypt when this was happening. Because
The first Egypt
trip.
This was the first trip. And I would have
Sorry, I was in Sahel. Pardon, ba. Okay, carry on.
So, we in the Malayalam hair salon, they ask, like, how much was the haircut? The haircut was 35 dirhams.
Allah, hi,
the haircut was 35 dirhams, right?
By the way, at 35, let me break this down for you. There's a haircut, there's a beard trim, and there's probably a facial massage.
Right, and there's a mask.
The whole process.
On my dollar. On my on I worked for that. I worked for that.
Yeah, on your back.
I worked for that, these people. Yeah, yeah. And so what happened was they were all looking at Farid and I like we were chasing down 35 dirhams. Like, they were looking at us like we were hunting down 35 dirhams. And there's a like little lady in the front who supposedly said, "No, no, I'm sure it's more." And the other guy was like, "Why is this woman and her husband looking for 35 dirhams?" Anyway, so then I said, "Can you please?" And I didn't even know why I was there. I was just so gassed up. By then it was like take back the night, vigilante justice. So I thought, I didn't even know what to ask for when I arrived. And Farid is like, "There's a camera there. Can we see the guy?"
It's like
you
penguin.
Can you just tell us when like, because we knew the time. He was sitting here.
Yeah.
You can tell us.
Bruh, straight up. This is like Penguin and Catwoman go out to find criminals without Batman.
Right.
Man said Penguin.
No. Farid is ride or die, okay? I will not have you sully his name on this podcast. I will not have you sully his name, okay?
Farid, I love you.
Farid is ride or die, the number one, okay?
Farid, man, I'll see you, huh? Don't come to me because I'm the Lebanese guy. You're going to come give me shit. Okay, carry on, yeah.
Right. So we now go. So I get on the phone with the owner of, it turns out there's 149 establishments of the same hair salon. And they're all over the city.
Oh.
And the one that
how you want
to plot twist.
yeah. And he said the one that you that transaction came from Marina, so it was from the Marina location. We were so far away from there, like it was not a.
Bro, I want to invest in a chain of Malayalam.
I'm telling you, 140. He's like, "Ma'am, I have 149 locations.
Mashallah.
At 35 dirhams a hair. Anyways, let's not have
that
it.
This is not a business discussion, of right? All time. Okay,
so,
no, we won't talk.
So I said, "Can you please, if it's all right, can you please just check, and if you can send me like the picture so I can see this guy's face, you know?" And so the guy said, "No problem, I will," which is legal, guys, by the way.
It's not legal.
I know.
He's not allowed to check CCTV.
Right.
The police.
Right, mm-hmm. Right. But he said,
He said,
"Okay." And then he said, I'll help you. Because I pleaded with him on the phone for my 35 dirhams back. And then the next spot was Shiny City or some. I'm making up the last name.
Shiny
it was
City
like
it
Shiny
is.
City Mobiles, right? In, you know, near Burjaman.
Right.
Like right near Burjaman, right? So he bought.
So you
salons.
Went from Marina all the way to Bar Dubai right now.
Right now, yeah. So this is
Look
what happened.
Traveled the
Think
city.
Think of how long that Zoom call was. Think of how long my Zoom call was.
The guy
Man's
took
got
your
a haircut
card and went to
went,
Marina.
Got a haircut, then went all the way to Burjaman. Purchased two cell phones.
Two cell phones.
Name? I can't even. And so we walked to the first cell phone store, and as soon as they saw the transaction, they pull out this book with things written in it, and they like, I remember. He was wearing a checkered shirt, and he looked like this, but he wore a mask, right? And these guys are CCTV'd up. I look on the CCTV, and he's like, "Ma'am, we can't give you the CCTV. I said, "Just show me." And as Akkawi said previously, I'm always recording. So I put my phone like this, and I recorded the CCTV.
Yes.
This dude, right, he like came in, with my card, already he had bought groceries by then. I guess it didn't register at the right times. Mans comes in with two bags full of groceries to buy a cell phone for his wife and then goes to the next place to buy a cell phone for his girlfriend.
For his girlfriend?
I don't know. I'm making up the story. I had to create a character.
No, yeah, I like it.
Reverse creating drama for the entertainment value.
But I like that.
So now Farid is gassed, right? As we're driving, so there's now a,
a 50-kilometer radius search for a guy to check a shirt?
No, it was just around. It was just around the corner. And
Marina to Burjaman.
No. All the way, by the way, Farid is playing like gangster music.
With a kanga.
Such an instigator.
He's getting you in the game, right? And then someone called me to confirm something for the next day. And I was like, "Listen, if you're not gassed up right now, I can't talk to you. Send me a text message." And I hung up.
He wants to make a search party.
Wow.
I was in it. And you know what? I had so much fun. But Farid, he acted like he didn't have two kids.
He does.
I was like, "Bro, you have two kids."
You know what would have been more gangster? If they were in the back seat.
Yo. Yeah, no, yeah. I would never have taken the girls on this vigilante justice evening. There's no way. Take back the night.
Please don't tell me that's the story.
No, 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 no. Okay. So now we can't see the guy's face because when he purchased the first cell phone, he was wearing a mask. So we go to the second location.
Second location.
And Fareed said, our badge is our sense of self-entitlement. He's like, just walk in and tell them what you want and you will get what you want. So we go to the second location. I walk in and I'm like, I need you to show me this. I need you to show me this guy. He bought it at this time. Please show me.
And he bought two of it. He went to different locations.
He went two separate locations. When I went in and they were like, okay, it was like, it's true. And then Fareed starts buying a screen protector for his kid.
Well, he is in a place that has a good deal.
He might as well.
And he's haggling. Like, so we're trying to get all this stuff. As they turn on the CCTV, they have a television that's connected to the CCTV. It took like 3 minutes, literally, to start up. So it's like going, and there's like a thing. So we're waiting, and Fareed's buying a screen protector.
Yeah.
He's haggling it down. I'm like, why are you haggling? It's like 25 dirhams. How much more do you want to haggle
down? But just so everyone knows, when you go to these places, even if you're rich, you go for that competition. You know,
it's
just 100. Go to haggle. You know, like even though if it's standard up, arbab.
That's too much.
Seven dirham. He tells you, okay, you tell him keep the three because you don't want to keep metal coins. But it's just that kind.
It's that vibe.
It's the fact that you want something.
He was in it to win it this evening. So we finally it loads. loads, and they
have 60 small screens.
They have like six of them. Yes, and they hand rewind, right? And it is many hours back. They're rewinding, and the guy's back was facing the thing, so we didn't really see him again. We go next door to a very popular supermarket in this area. I don't think I can say the name either.
No.
Anyways, we walk in. These guys are on point. They're like, ma'am, we can't show you the CCTV, but if you show me the picture of the guy, I'll confirm if it's the guy and blah, blah, blah. And they remembered him because he bought so much stuff.
For 500 dirhams.
At these places, stuff that...
Yeah, because... like a 5 to 10 dirham type shop,
right? So
if you spend 500, you went buck.
So the manager comes and says, yes, it's that guy. He was here today. He's here all the time. And we're like, okay, right? And so at this point, we have evidence of the guy.
At this point,
right? And then,
but
we never saw his face because he was wearing a mask through the whole thing, right? And then Fareed was like, if he got a haircut, he took the mask off. And so
off to the barbershop we go.
What do you mean? I don't understand.
Because the whole time in each one of these stores, he had the mask on. So we don't actually know what he looks like. He's just wearing the same shirt. You couldn't identify him.
Yeah, but he took it off in the barbershop.
But we never got the barbershop thing at this time.
Well, where'd you get the CCTV from?
The first one was from the first camera place. The second one. No, we didn't go. We never.
The barbershop never shared the CCTV.
No. I only spoke to the manager. And then, as we're driving home, the manager from the place was like, I'm not in the store. I'll send it to you tomorrow. So it kind of puts a party poop on mine and Fareed's evening of vigilante justice. Then,
were you wearing masks?
Oh, hell no. No, no, no.
No, no. Like anything, Spider-Man, Superman, any character
if
mask?
If I could have gotten that far, I would have. But we were very ill-prepared. This is the problem.
Because Fareed's hat is his mask.
He gassed me up so much that I just jumped in the car. I didn't think.
Yeah, that is amazing.
So then, the next day, it fades out. Fareed and I are like, oh, well, I guess this is the end of the adventure. Like, you know, and I was like, thanks. I actually, you know, it's really great when you have friends that take something bad that happened to you and just make it a really good night. Like,
that's it? That's the story?
No. Oh. The next day, I'm sitting...
It's the end of the adventure.
No, of that night. The next day, I'm sitting in the office. What do I get on my phone? The barbershop clip. This guy's face is all over it. They're like cutting his hair. He has no mask. I don't know. He looks like a regular dude to me. Whatever. Anyways, so now I'm like,
what were you expecting?
What do I do with all this stuff?
Of course, look like a regular dude.
I don't know. I think the villains are villains. You know what I mean? But then
you wanted something crooked.
I wanted someone horrible looking. I did.
She's like, oh, he's cute.
He's cute. I think he's just a nice guy. He seems like a great guy. Mm-hmm. Anyways, so then I decide that I realize what we've done is actually quite illegal.
Can I ask you a question?
Please, by all means.
So,
Why are you caressing the mic?
Because he's thinking. This is okay, how he's thinking.
I like that.
Okay, so your wallet fell in the hotel.
No, my wallet didn't fall. It just fell out of
the card. Fell out in the hotel.
I believe so. This is my only. I don't know if that's the case, but
okay. Because it fell in the hotel. Why didn't you go speak to the hotel?
I did, but nobody could. Like, it was nowhere.
What do you mean? What was nowhere?
As in, like, when I
why didn't check CCTV?
I asked
get the police. To
they were my first no. they were the first hard no.
Yeah.
So obviously, at some point, I have to go to the cops. But I was like, how much of this do I reveal to the cops, right? That I've actually like done the vigilante justice thing, right? So
just, you know, at this moment, she has paid an emotional and physical and gasoline enough more than 2,500 dirhams.
Possibly, because at without that time, gas was much higher than it was today.
Also, that was months ago.
Yeah.
The fact that she's carrying this for this long to share this story, that already exceeded the 2,500.
But I did that for Akawi.
So I called
the police station and I say,
finally,
you know, finally I get to call in around, right? And he says, we don't process these here. You have to go to the smart police in City Walk. And I said, okay. So I go to the smart police and say, have you been to the smart police station in City Walk? It's right next to where we go to concerts.
No, I've been to the one in D3.
Have you walked inside? I don't know what it looks.
I walked inside, but I just never used it.
No. Okay. So you walk in, right? I walk in. There's no one. It's me and my phone. And I walk in.
Yeah, it's smart police. There's no people.
There's no people, right?
Oh, yeah.
So I walk in and I go to the first step, and smoke. It's like wafting in. I was like, oh, okay. And then I press
Bukhuri.
Man said smoke in his
mouth.
Anyway,
I press the thing and I'm trying to get through putting my Emirates ID in, and for some reason it doesn't work, right? So I'm like, okay, well, cool.
Your Emirates ID was not legal.
It's not allowing me to go to the next screen. So I couldn't go to the next screen. And I'm like hitting the thing now because there's nothing else to do. I go to the different stations. None of the doors open because it just for people who don't know, you walk in and this entire place looks like the future.
Right.
And there's no sharp edges. Everything is curved and everything locks right to the ground. So if you want, like, and there's footprints on the ground that you go to step one, step two, step three. And I'm clearly lost and I'm clearly like, whatever. And I'm sure there's cameras everywhere because I turn around and there's a man standing right behind. And he's wearing the most beautiful kendur I've ever seen in my life.
Of course.
And it is so pristine. It's not a single wrinkle, not a single stain. And he said, do you need help? I'm like, please. Please. And he was
I feel
so
like
nice.
That guy just sits
and
in his office.
He smelled so good.
And was
guys.
Watching people doing their thing.
The way he smelled so good. The mix of whatever it is he put was so good.
Straight
and
up.
I was just, and he said, you must go, in, you got to go in there. And so he stands at it and it opens. I've been standing, walking around.
It's a weight thing. It's a body weight thing.
It's a weight. Anyway,
it's a trigger.
It's a body weight.
So the door opens and there's this. It looks like a dashboard, like a huge dashboard, like a pilot's dashboard. I sit down and there's a screen, and you're going to love this. There's a screen that's like the one you gave me in my office. It's like an old school beat up screen and it's offset. The screen is offset slightly and it's killing me. and I'm trying to focus, but all I can see is this like old school screen offset.
She forgot about her complaint.
Now she's just
worried about the screen.
And then, what he does, he takes my MS ID and he slides it. And then he's like, Ahmed, and Ahmed pops up on the screen.
Wait, who's Ahmed?
Ahmed is the police officer who is at the actual police station that I could have gone to but didn't want to see me. So he's at Ahmed's, Barsha police station.
So Ahmed's not an AI. It's an actual person.
No, Ahmed is in Barsha police station.
Okay.
And I know this because behind him it says Barsha police station.
It's not like that Emirates MBD thing that they discontinued.
No.
Ava.
Ava.
Alena and Ava.
Yeah. So Ahmed tells me, I explain the situation to him, but I don't tell him that I've committed like somewhat of illegal crime.
So is it like a video chat?
It's a video chat. And you're speaking to the offset screen of Ahmed. And it's like, and at times it just goes into a buffer zone. It's fine. It's fine.
But this is, I mean, for a police station, I'm impressed.
It's really, okay. It's
cool.
Impressive to the.
Well, you are in Dubai.
And it's amazing, right?
That's amazing. Yeah, it's really cool tech.
It's amazing. And so then he says to me, you have to go into Emirates NBD and you have to get a report for everything.
Sorry.
right? Which nobody had told me to do. So now I have to go back to Emirates NBD.
What do you mean no one told you to do? You went to, they told you that when you went to, actually went to the police station.
They told, they should have told me before I went to the police station.
Who's they?
The police.
You spoke with Fareed. Of course he's not going to tell you
no,
to go to police.
No, the police officer who told me to go to Citywalk.
Wait, and I told you that.
Oh, you did?
When you called me. But no, you were gassed up by Fareed.
I was so gassed up, you're right.
Carry on.
Listen, there's vigilante justice does not know logic.
Yeah, 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 I love vigilante. Carry on. Yeah.
Yeah. So to the point, I decide now that this Ahmed decides this conversation is over, right? Because I have nothing to give, and rightfully, he shouldn't be wasting his time.
No, you came in with your personality, no paperwork, no nothing. I don't know what do you want.
He can't do anything.
No, I've been through a lot in the past 24 hours. I'm tired. They stole it. Where is the paperwork?
Exactly,
I need paperwork. this is exactly how it happened.
That's exactly
all the things I said to Reem were deleted. It's like, deactivate your card, call the bank and let them know. Ask for a report and then go to the police. She goes and talks to Fareed, and here we are.
In her mind, she's like, you know what? Maybe I'll find the perk, get my card, and don't have to do any of these.
I was like, there was a point in time where I'm just gonna ask him for the money back. Like, I didn't know what would I have done if I caught this guy,
bro?
What would I have done?
She's gonna go after he spent the money.
But you know what? You know what? I'm grateful for Reem not having these thoughts, because otherwise she would have not had the adventure.
And
we would have not had a story.
We would have had a podcast.
It would have been a 2-minute conversation and it's done.
So I do all of that. I do all of that. And I file the thing, and now it's an open. They're supposedly he left the country that night. So he took all the, he was buying things for his family, basically. I fed a family in India is basically what I'm saying tonight. And so
Dude's an MVP in India
right
now.
That's the end of the story?
Listen. Yeah.
The guy was waiting until he found 2,000 dirhams to buy 2 phones and groceries so he can flee the country.
Looks like it.
That's what he
already had
on
a ticket because he didn't buy it from my card. Anyways.
Exactly. Oh, mashallah, wallah, muhtaram. If you're hearing this, muhtaram.
So then what happened was randomly 3 weeks ago, I got, a double secure request for an OTP. And it turns out, if you cancel your card, if someone tries to use your card online or you try to, it still sends an OTP to you. But nothing will go through because the card is deactivated.
Yeah, you know me.
Exactly. So he tries to use the card, and
in India. When? How long was
well,
this
I don't
after
know where
you
he
filed
is
for everything?
2 weeks. Well, no. It was. Wait, when
what
were you
mean,
in Egypt?
Weeks?
No, no, no. It
what
was longer. It was much longer.
What do you mean much longer? Your card didn't get canceled?
No, it was canceled.
So how did he get an OTP?
That
means the card is active.
No. The card, even though the card is deactivated, he still put the number in. And the automatic response is that an OTP is going to come to the number. But that's just the way it is. But then according to the bank, because I called the bank, and they said if you had put the OTP in, it would have said insufficient funds.
Ah, okay.
So the operating system is just like a call and response, right?
Yeah. Close-up.
I like how you did that.
Yeah, no, it's a fair question, actually. It's a fair question. Because that was why I called
the bank.
That's
a detective
right?
you want to take.
This is the kind of detective I need. Where were you, though? Where were you?
It was in Egypt.
Yeah, exactly. See, that's the point.
He was on the beach.
So what do I do? Because we've had episodes of Legalish. I call the cyber crimes department. Because this is now a cyber crime.
Keep in mind, we've had, what is
many
it, like
episodes.
60, 70 plus episodes of Legalish. Not once was that right.
No.
Reem, you're right. Reem is an intellect. She has a great memory. And she's solution-oriented. But the second Fareed told her this might be an adventure, that made sense...
Out the window.
It was...
Out the
guys.
Window,
this is the blind leading the blind.
The blind leading the stupid. I turned
you
into
went
a dumbass.
The fact that you told her to go file for something.
You
told her exactly what to do.
None.
Went out the window. No. Why? Because of an adventure.
And until this Fareed. Day, my priorities are clear, right? Because
obviously.
So So I called the cyber crimes department.
So you're down $2,000?
Yeah, no, as it stands right now, no, actually, I'm down. No. I managed to get 500 back, 535
from the grocery.
The bank managed to get that back. Yeah.
Anyone wants to
punk me for anymore.
Send us cash.
Yeah. So here's where it gets. Here's where I found it fascinating. I called the cyber.
Now here's where you found it fascinating.
At least somewhere.
I've never had to file a cyber crime complaint. This has never. I rarely get cyber bullied. I don't have reason to. So this guy picks up the phone. And because I called, right? And I wondered why I didn't just file a cyber claim. I wanted to call
someone. I'm just going to let that one slide right now. Yeah. I'm tired of flagging all these things.
I wanted to call someone. So I pressed the call button, not the chat button.
Where?
You go on to the site, UAE, you Google cybercrime complaint and UAE cybercrime complaint, and it takes you to the cybercrime department. And you have two options. You can chat your complaint, which is lame, and nobody can hear my tone of voice. And my voice is one of the best traits about me, and I don't understand why I should file a complaint without my voice.
Mashallah.
The second one is it looks like a little headphone with my Madonna mic.
Of course.
Click that, and someone will talk to you. And that's what happened. So I called, and the dude said to me, "We'll show this guy what he's supposed to do when you come to the UAE." And I was like, "Oh, what my hero!"
I love it.
Yeah. So, what's the moral of this story?
What happened after
they
the
filed?
Cyber?
They filed the they. So when you take it into cybercrime, they file it and then they chase it. And then if you're lucky, no money was taken from me, so I think they don't do anything about it.
$2,500. What do you mean?
No. The OTP. They can only chase the OTP thing. They cannot chase the money that he took on ground.
Wallah ya Reem, I'm sorry to hear.
No, you're not sorry. First
you're
of all,
super entertaining.
You're not sorry. If you were sorry, you'd be sorry. But you're not sorry. What is the moral of this story?
What is the moral of the
Please.
Story, Reem?
First of all, I appreciate that something that could have been really sad was turned into a great adventure. My priorities are clear. I'm here to party.
Okay, for the people that actually want the moral of the story,
yes,
never listen to men that wear kanga hats at past 10 p.m. Okay?
At all.
Yeah, never go on a goose hunt.
Goose hunt?
Goose
this was not hunt. A goose hunt. This was
I love that.
A
it's
goose
a
hunt.
Goose hunt.
This was not a goose hunt.
What was it?
What? This was vigilante justice. I was Anyways. Taking back the night.
Zero okay. justice was
What do you
achieved.
Mean? What do you mean? When you turn a sad face into a happy face, all
That's
everything
your justice?
Is just with the world.
So your smile was worth $2,500 during
I'm
that
I'm privileged
night.
Enough, by I'm the way, that like I don't need to like, I'm not dead because of it. But like this gentleman, I feel bad. Like if it meant for him to steal something, then we're in very different places right now. You know?
Yeah, I know. I'm sure.
Three, we're in the UAE. Therefore, this is a very safe country.
Very safe.
So
and that's why this
laws.
Was so strange.
So you can't just go rocking up asking for CCTV footage.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Please don't.
If you don't have a lawyer, please follow Legalish and tune into Legalish because we answer all of legal questions.
There's that too.
If you don't have legal...
Clearly,
you,
Reem does not...
If you have a lawyer, call your
not
lawyer.
Take the lesson.
Yeah, you know what?
If something is stolen from you... If something happens to you that is illegal, the first thing you do is call the police.
Call the popo.
You don't
popo.
Call your friends.
Don't Wait, call what? Fareed.
You call the police, then you call OT.
I didn't.
That is it.
Or Akka,
if
never
the police don't
Fareed.
Answer, which I am sure they will.
No, they did. They answered
if they
every
don't
time.
Answer, you call OT.
No,
first,
they always
because
answered.
Because OT knows this shit.
No, they yeah. always answered. They
so,
always
I know.
Answered.
The life of crime
that was, that was me being sarcastic. Because they always answered.
Wait, but 1 second. Where were you? This
I
whole time.
I was in Sahib.
The reason that I went to Fareed's house was because you were not around.
Even if I was around him, you need to call the police.
Why is Akawi getting blamed? Wait.
What do you mean? If he was around, then I would have had a double.
I would have told you
he
to
told...
call the police. Call the police. They are there to serve you.
He would have told you the exact same shit I said.
Wait. Yeah, but hearing it twice might help.
The police in the UAE are for the people. Anything
no,
you need, they will help you. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, your car breaks down, they will help you.
It's true. They
if
do.
Someone breaks into your house, they will help you.
They
so
do.
Therefore, if somebody takes your card and buys
so his girlfriend stuff. And his wife a cell phone.
MashaAllah. What do you do, Reem?
You call the police.
Alhamdulillah, I thought she was going to say that.
No. I don't want to be yelled at. Being yelled at in a small room by a Akawi is not the vibe. This is really not. This is not the party vibe
I'm,
I was
I'm,
in
I'm
when
glad
I was
you're
guest.
Safe.
Straight up.
I'm glad he didn't take any more.
No, yeah,
this
I'm
is
glad.
The most muhtaram nasab I've ever met. My muhtaram nasab. This is the most respectful.
Thief
I've ever. I want to say burglar.
Burglar.
Most respectful thief. Where he's like, you know what? I'm just gonna buy stuff for my house. I need a phone because I'm gonna flee the country. I need to give the phone to my house so I can call her.
Right. Yeah.
And he's like, I'm gonna buy the ticket with my own pocket.
Yeah. He didn't.
Or that could have been the first card he stole.
Well, no, but I don't think
and the plot continues, okay?
I got you, bro. I got you on him. Sorry.
So I also want to get an award of some sort for keeping this story in for the longest time, because there was a point where I almost broke, where Akawi was like, why do you have a new bank card? Like, I don't know when. Yeah, he was like, why do you have a new bank card? And I'm like, don't ask. That's how observant this guy is. That's how observant he is.
Well, Larim, again, I'm glad you're safe.
The reason we're laughing is because it's laughable to be in trouble in this sound.
Alhamdulillah that no matter it passed, as in it was only, I know it's still a sum of money, but alhamdulillah, it could have been much worse.
100%. 100%.
But yeah, thank you for keeping the story in and for us to record.
Did you readjust the PIN requirements on your card for when people use it?
Yeah.
What's your new PIN code?
You think I'm going to tell you? It's 00000. Yeah, no. I do feel okay. It has made me more vigilant. I admit that. But listen, if you're up for an adventure, anytime you want to take back the night, you can call
me. It's the same thing like, when it comes to your bank as it does to your social media, your emails.
Yes, you're right about that.
Double security authentication across the board, yo.
Okay, before we wrap up this episode,
I learned something though that might help people. So with your bank, and this is one thing they said, try to use a credit card as much as possible because the bank card...
The bank told you that?
No. No, listen. It was actually the police. But they said that it's really hard. Once the cash moves, it's very difficult. But with a credit card, there is a safety put in place, like for
yeah,
the, for
so
theft.
the payment only transfers.
If there's a police report, which I had filed very, very many hours later. Yeah. but if had I used
but then
a credit
the
card,
gets screwed, no? Because you already
no.
Took
there's
the
an insurance piece, so like it will come from insurance. If it's
there's
proven
two pieces
that it's
to
theft.
It. Yeah.
Yeah.
There's
the credit card thing. Because the money goes to like an escrow if you use a credit card.
Exactly. Yes. Usually, because you know you use like the. What's it called? The POS systems.
Yeah.
Right? That money doesn't actually go to their account. That's why they make sure they collect all the receipts.
Yeah.
Nice.
So to that point, that's what the police had said, that it's safer to use a credit card.
Yeah.
But also, and he said that he said try to have the wallets with the RFID protection on it, because people do have scanners and they just scan your
loads.
Yeah. And if it's something underneath 400 dirhams or 500 dirhams, because the phone was 500 dirhams. Then that and every amount hit 500 dirhams. They don't ask. Some places don't ask for your PIN number.
So you can change that manually, right? You can change that with the bank.
I did.
Okay, good.
But I didn't know I had to change it manually. Yeah. I've always been asked for my number.
By the way, your friend who investigated the night with you, Fareed, his is like at 30 dirhams, and you need a PIN.
Okay, I have a question now before we wrap up this episode, because we were talking about security and passwords. Are you guys the type where you have one password for everything, or you have a password for every single thing?
Bruh, I got a different password for every single thing.
I have a password system.
And you remember it, or do you have it?
So Reem's password system is genius. I have them saved, but also Reem's password system has actually unlocked one of the greatest potentials of all time.
I am here to say.
I'm not going to share it on the podcast.
No.
It's a hack.
No.
It's a great hack.
No, I can share the system. Like, so for example, you have one word that is the same word all the time, like mind, M-I-N-D. So the I is number one. So that most passwords require a lowercase number, an uppercase number.
A lowercase letter, uppercase letter. A number and a character.
So you pick a word, mind, and so you go capital M, one.
Yeah.
Lowercase N, D. Yeah. And then something that will remind you of the password. So for example, if it's Gmail, I'll say mind, with the way I just said it, email. And so then you'll be mind bank, mind whatever. So you can use the system over and over again. And then if you have to add characters, you add them to the end.
Well, please use the system and don't tell anyone about it.
Yeah. It works. So you can have changing passwords, but it's the system.
Wallah, alhamdulillah, Reem, sarahatan.
You know, I'm the luckiest still.
Honestly,
I still stand. That was a rough week. I'm grateful
for our friends. Wallah,
thank you for waiting. Thank you for waiting for us to do this episode with this story live from 25 Hour.
Mm-hmm.
You got to be quick with that.
Yeah, I wasn't ready. Sorry.
Anyways. Guys, we love you.
Peace.
Bye.
Thank you for kicking it with us today. I hope you enjoyed listening to this week's episode as much as we enjoyed creating it for you. Please subscribe to the show wherever you get your podcast at to stay up to date with all our conversations. Also, if you don't mind, hit us with the 5-star rating, leave a comment, let us know how you feel about the show. That way, it could also help others find the show. And be sure to share it with your friends and family, whoever you think can benefit from it. You can holler at us on all social media platforms at The Can Show. We'd love to hear from you. Or you could drop us an email to hello@thecanmedia.com. Salam.